Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
A Dutch study finds overdue babies are twice as likely to develop ADHD as regular-term infants when they grow up. Researchers say the risk spikes when babies are born 2 weeks past their due date. Researchers think this could be because the placenta doesn't provide enough oxygen or nutrients after 40 weeks of pregnancy. The findings could increase calls for doctors to induce labor in prolonged pregnancies. The study's published in the International Journal of Epidemiology. A British study concludes Ontario could save more than $100 million a year if it covered a cheaper drug used for age-related macular degeneration, even though Health Canada hasn't licensed it for that use. The Toronto Star reports the research is from the British Medical Journal. The Ontario Health Minister says she's open to including Avastin, which is a cancer drug, on the Ontario Drug Benefit Formulary for the off-label purpose of treating the eye disease. But that would mean changing the province's practice of waiting for Health Canada to first approve a drug as safe and effective. The federal agency hasn't done this because the drug's manufacturer hasn't applied for approval in this regard, and the manufacturer typically starts this process. And Loblaws is phasing out the use of artificial colors and flavors from its President's Choice line of products. The Globe and Mail reports the announcement's going to be made today at the annual general meeting. It's already started to make products with natural ingredients and hopes to finish the makeover by the end of 2013.